Universal salvation is not biblical. Believers in universal salvation twist the scriptures. The professed minister of Christ repeats the lie that the serpent spoke in Eden, "You will not surely die. In the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." He asserts that the worst of sinners, the murderer, the thief, the adulterer, will enter into immortal bliss after death. This is no more than a pleasing fable, designed to appeal to the unconverted heart. If it were true that everyone went directly to heaven at death, we might well desire death rather than life. This belief has led many to commit suicide. When they are overwhelmed with trouble and disappointment, it seems easy to break the thread of life and soar into the bliss of the eternal world. In His Word, God has given decisive evidence that He will punish those who trample on His law. Is He too merciful to execute justice on the sinner? Look to the cross of Calvary. The death of God's Son testifies that the wages of sin is death, that every violation of God's law must receive its punishment. Christ the sinless became sin for us. He bore the guilt of sin and the hiding of His Father's face until His heart was broken and His life crushed out. All this so that sinners could be redeemed. And every person who refuses to accept the atonement provided at such a cost must bear his own guilt and the punishment for his own sins.